And one thing that I want to get into with Trevor, the Eagles rolled into Tampa Bay, into Tampa, as a three-point favorite. Then they rolled out on a freaking gurney, the freaking gurney that Ryan Fitzpatrick put them on. Check that. Ryan James Fitzpatrick. If anybody deserves their government, it's him. That's now two for Fitzmagic. Another four-touchdown, 400-yard game. Another L plastered on the class of the NFC and the swaggiest post-game look of all time. I'll get back to the absolutely electric get-up this guy was in a minute, but I mentioned this game specifically on Friday because something did not make sense. You look at that matchup, and there's no way it should have been just a three-point spread. On one side of the ledger, you've got the defending champs, a Doug Peterson offense, that incredible defense. On the other, you've got a five-win Bucks team, a D that's banged the hell up and got torched by the Saints and a backup quarterback. But Vegas knew something, and they knew about Fitzmagic.
Play action fake. Fitzpatrick wants to throw deep down the field. It goes toward DeSean Jackson. Makes a catch at the 40, to the 30, to the 25. DeSean Jackson to the 20. 15, 10, 5, 3, 2, 1. First play of the game. Touchdown, Tampa Bay. Wow. Fire. Fire the cannon. Fitzpatrick goes over the middle. Caught ball. Howard to the 40. Howard outside the numbers to the left. Got a blocker on the sideline. 40, 40, 35, 30, to the 25, 20, to the 15, to the 10. 5, 3, 2, 1. Touchdown, Tampa Bay. O.J. Howard.
A snap dropping to throw a flag, though. Could be offside. Fitzpatrick throws against his body.
Caught ball. Touchdown, Tampa Bay. Wide open to the end zone. Chris Godwin.
Evans wide to the right side. Dropping. Fitzpatrick throws it. Crossing around.
Caught ball. Touchdown, Tampa Bay. Mike Evans. What a strike throw by Ryan Fitzpatrick.
I'm happy to announce
Fox Radio. And as I tweeted yesterday afternoon, nice knowing you, Jameis. All those W's you thought you'd be eating. Try a Pine Sando. Here's a clipboard, headset, and a front row ducket to the Fitzmagic show. Because there's no way you take that rock out of Fitz's hands now. There's no way you can look your team in the eye and say, hey, awesome job, Fitz, but Jameis is our guy. Remember all that success he's had? Embarrassing us like a dozen times since we stuck our necks out and picked him first overall? Yeah, try that and see how quickly you have an entire team threatening to go Vontae Davis. So I think it's awesome that Jameis reportedly was sending out a group text to his teammates that read, awesome game. I think it's even more awesome that nobody hit him back with, who dis? Or, hey, yo, new phone, lost my contacts, who's this? Honestly, I don't care what Fitz does against Pittsburgh next Monday night. And if you saw what Patrick Mahomes did to that secondary, Fitz might be getting ready to do something really crazy in prime time. You know, if he's gone 400 yards, four touchdowns, what do you think this guy might do to the Steelers based on what Patrick Mahomes just did to them? He might put the entire Steelers secondary into a box and run a chainsaw through it. Because everything you need to know about the Bucs, you saw from the very first snap when Tampa landed that haymaker on the champ's chin with that 75-yard DeSean Jackson house call. And then everything you need to know about Fitz came post-game when he rolled into that presser looking like the notorious one himself. Calvin Vegas was trying to get to him to rip his beard off his face so he can make him eat it. And not only that, not only did he show up looking like that, he showed up and started to drop gold like this.
Before we go any further, what's the origin of this outfit?
Well, it's nothing. I mean, I think we just have to stay humble, you know. And we got to make sure we know how to handle success and all those things. So we can't change who we are.
Can't change who we are. If you spent yesterday under a rock and you did not see the threads that this guy was rocking, we've got him up on CBS Sports Network for you. If you're listening, let me paint you a brief picture. Designer jacket, wide open, one-to-one ratio of bling and chest hair, and a pair of aviator glasses to go along with that Hall of Fame face sweater. And maybe the best part of the presser was when he had to cut it short because D-Jack was waiting to get his clothes back.
Hey, D-J. I got like two more because D-Jack needs his stuff back.
Wait a minute, you mean
I borrowed your stuff. Sorry. Yeah, I borrowed your stuff. Sorry, DeSean.
This is yours.
Right.
Wait, what is yours? Is any of that yours or is
the
that?
The chest hair is mine.
My man's living his best life. And he is a Conor McGregor doppelganger. He looks literally just like him. And he's got a similar swag to him. My man's got mountains of self-belief. And it's genuine. And it's infectious. So the question is, and I'll get into this with Trevor Price, is it okay to believe in this guy? Is this guy new? Is this guy different? Do guys change? 14 years in, is there something that this guy finally figured out? Or have we not seen this before? And do we know how this ends? I don't know. When you've got weapons like Mike Evans and DeSean Jackson and O.J. Howard, sometimes you need a dude who knows his role to let his playmakers go out and make some plays. Then again, this guy is making plays. Bottom line is, he gives them their best shot to win right now. And when you've got a coach and a GM on the hot seat and a team that has not won a playoff game in 16 years, you're not worried about what it means for the future. You got to play that hot hand. You got to ride this thing out. And the Bucks have found their guy. And he's a Harvard man with Harvard sheepskin on the wall. Harvard sheepskin on the wall, a pony keg on his belt line, and a cashmere sweater hanging off his chin. And after outgunning Drew Brees and the defending champs, don't you tell me this guy's going anywhere. You don't let him go anywhere. Just keep giving him the rock and let him spin it. Him showing up to that presser looking like that was incredible. Even better than what he's done on the field, which has been nothing short of remarkable. Jameis, nice knowing you, man. Nice knowing you. I wonder if those texts will keep coming when he finds out that he has lost his job.